Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
I've been doing a lot of thinking about part two of our what am I doing for the other 364 days a year after Valentine's Day to work on my relationship special. Tip number six for how you can continue to use Valentine's Day as a catalyst for growth and change in your relationship year long is to ask and don't assume. A lot of people tend to spend a lot of time in their relationships even assuming that they know what's happening for the other person. And sometimes that's just not the case. We can't know that 100% of the time. So if you're ever wondering about a relationship, related matter, ask. Ask the person what's happening for them. What could you do differently? How could you work together to change this? What would you need? Number seven, keep special dates and times. It's important to really have and to honor those special days, times, places in your relationship. So if you have a special place where you met, then consider getting back to that place from time to time to keep it special, to keep that flame in the relationship stoked. Over time, the next tip is about cataloging memories. We continuously grow and change in relationships, and as we evolve through that, we're actually creating our own relationship narrative. So it's important to be able to maybe keep that in mind early on in the piece. What are we doing now, and how does this relate to our catalogue of memories? Where are we storing these memories? Have you got a relationship box where you keep the special little love letters or cards? And do these sort of things, and don't be afraid to bring them out and share them. The ninth tip is to plan a life together and keep forward focused and continually looking at being partners in a journey and where you are heading in that journey and communicate on that journey. When we can see a future with someone and we've talked it through, we're a lot more comfortable and our relationship actually grows stronger and deeper through time. And the last thing would be to celebrate some of the things that you're doing really, really well. All relationships are not perfect. People do argue, people disagree. But if we can celebrate the things that we're doing well, then we're using a strengths approach. So there's some tips for how to work on your relationship all year.